This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Obama on his way to Asia talking about Europe and trying not to emphasize the USA's own problems with debt, looking for an upgrade in the financial headlines and hoping for no downgrades from Beijing. On this Monday, November 14th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Celeste is out today. She'll be back tomorrow, though. We are looking at whither the Eurozone. What's the Italian government like with a brand new prime minister? We're also going to talk about China bashing among the GOP, or at least China criticism among the GOP. And a look at banjo diplomacy, the brutality in Syria, and a musical story to end the hour with. We're also listening to what you're talking about, your view on the situation with the China. The GOP criticized China over the weekend. What do you think about U.S.-China relations? Call us at 877-8MYTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. We begin with the top stories we're following this morning. President Obama took time to speak about China himself at the end of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Hawaii. He said Beijing was not doing enough to allow its currency to rise in value, but a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman says it shouldn't be only the U.S. to give judgment on trading practices.
It is up to the international community to decide whether or not China has played a responsible role, and we are confident that they will say yes. It shouldn't be decided by one or two countries or one or two individuals.
The economic summit in Hawaii also ended with support for a new free trade zone among Pacific Rim nations. Syria's foreign ministry has called the country's suspension by the Arab League a conspiracy. The League voted to suspend Syria's membership for its crackdown on protesters in the month-long political uprising in Syria, where the United Nations estimates that more than 3,500 people have been killed. Later today, European foreign ministers will meet and are expected to tighten sanctions against Syria. Over in Oregon, the sound there of Occupy Wall Street protesters in Portland, Oregon, as they were cleared out of two downtown parks over the weekend after officials evicted them. More than 50 were arrested in the mostly peaceful standoff. They've camped out there since October 6th and are exploring ways to regroup in a new place for their protest. The NBA Players Union meets this morning to look over the latest proposal from owners. The league's been in a lockout for 138 days. If the union agrees to the deal, we'd get a 72-game season that would start in about a month, scheduled for December 15th, but all that's tentative. And as Italy moves to form its new government with Silvio Berlusconi's departure as prime minister, some Italians are viewing the transition with some caution.
I hope we get out of this crisis. I hope we can get out of it once the new government comes in. What's his name? Mario Monti.
Speaking about the brand new prime minister of Italy, we'll get a profile from Rachel Donadio of our colleagues at the New York Times, that person interviewed by the BBC speaking about Mario Monti. Cautious, but markets are responding positively. Major European indices, though, are down this morning while the Asian markets are up. American futures have now turned negative. The Dow will start at 12,154. The S&P is at 1,264. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,679. Coming up this hour,
if you look at China
and let China run all over us,
the 21st century is going to be the century of China.
And China's growing.
They're stealing our jobs, and we're going to stand up to China.
China was at the center of the GOP debate on foreign policy that was held over the weekend, sponsored by CBS News. Did you watch it? Would you like to weigh in? We'll give you a sense of that debate and also talk about the president's view of China as he heads off to East Asia. But first, okay, gamers, you know where we're going with this? Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi out, the man with the nickname Super Mario. That's right, Mario Monti, set to take his place. Can Mario Monti ease Italy's debt crisis? Can he get to enough levels to actually win this financial fiasco over there in Europe. We'll talk with Rachel Donadio, quite a gamer herself, I'm sure.